Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like this, and I want to kiss you, baby, don't say no.
Mostly. That's just what we do, you know. Getting into the 90s and the 1000s, it's rock and roll, but it's different. It's the same, but it's different. You know what I mean? Anyway, Anne, how you doing, sweetie? I see you got your invite finally.
Yes, thank you, Jenny, very much. Yes, I'm doing great now. That's good.
Awesome. And hello, Jan. Welcome back,
hello.
Girl.
Thank you very
good
much.
To be here. Yeah. I'm glad I went ahead and sent your invite. I'm thinking, well, she hasn't been able to be here for quite a while. I'm going to send it anyway. We'll see what happens. And here you are.
Yes. Oh, I'm back. Back with a vengeance.
Is that a ta-da or a threat? I'm back. You better watch out.
It's a ta-da.
Okay, we like the ta-da, I'm back. That's good. Oh, that's good. As long as somebody doesn't go, oh, no, this lady's nuts. We need to cart her away.
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. That's good. That's good. We want to put it off as long as possible. Oh, yes. It is cold here today. In the desert. It's cold. It's only in the 50s. I'm freezing.
Oh.
But there's remedy. It's called a heat and hot coffee. That's what I'm doing. It's like, I could live somewhere else for this kind of weather. I don't need to be in the desert, and I'm not going to be in the desert much longer anyway, I hope. So I got my fingers crossed. Anyway, just to let you all know where things are standing, I did schedule a an inspection for the house today. That'll be done on Wednesday. So I won't know anything further until Wednesday. And just keep your fingers crossed. Do not cross your eyes. That gives you a headache. If you want to cross your legs and threaten your circulation, that's up to you. But hopefully it's going to pass inspection. And if it does that, then all it needs to do is to pass the appraisal. The appraisal needs the amount of the purchase. And I don't see any problem with that either. So we're going to give that one a shot. We're just going to let it fly and see what happens. And to show you where my brain is at, I got a really nice birthday card from my mama, and I had to mail it today or she wouldn't get it on time, and I forgot to mail it today. I'm gonna have to run up to the post office after the show and get it popped in the mail so she can get it. I don't want Mom to think I forgot her, because I sure don't forget her. She's just too wonderful to forget. She's such a good mama too. She's there to help you if you ask for it.
Yeah.
She don't butt in and offer help unasked.
Yeah,
there,
that's
and you
what
can see
do.
Her. Oh, yeah, you can see her heart crying for you, you know, but unless she's asked, she say nothing.
Yeah.
So I just always make sure and ask. I mean, you know, Mama's my rock. I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. So, and she is going to be 85.
Oh, bless her.
On the 29th. So she's 1 year younger than Elvis. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was kind of cool. You know, I thought that was kind of cool. That's cool. You know what I mean? So that's something I've always thought that, well, that's one thing that's how I've remembered both of their ages, is that they're so close together. And whenever I forget, I just take my age and plus 17, and that's Mama's age. It's really easy. I like it that easy. I gotta have stuff easy nowadays. So anyway, guys, what's going on in your lives today?
Not much.
Well, I've been busy. I've had a busy day. Packing stuff and unpacking stuff and carrying stuff across from the old house still.
Packing stuff. I'm going to finish packing the bedroom up today, except for stripping the bed down, of course. But I had to finish packing everything else up. I live out of a suitcase for the next 3 months. And
do you know what the worst part is, though? All the little bits of stuff in your drawers.
Yeah.
You're not find. That's the worst. The big stuff's easy. It's the little stuff in the drawers.
Well, you know, the way I do it here in the United States, I leave everything in the drawers and just tape the drawers closed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, get out that hand truck, guys. Get out the hand truck and move that stuff in toto. I ain't emptying it out. And it works really good. I can't see the sense in taking your clothes and stuff out of the drawers, put it in a box just so you can move an empty dresser. Look at all that wasted space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
So
always before I would take the drawers out and move the empty dresser out into the truck and then put the drawers back in and tape them closed. But that's not possible because the drawers don't come out of this dresser. So I just kind of, I'm getting some like Saran wrap stuff, except it's for moving.
Yeah.
And just wrap it round so the drawers can't open. And you use a two-wheeler to move it. You know, use a hand truck to move it. And it's just as easy, and you don't have to muscle it. It's good. And it saves a lot of space.
I have thought of that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's a lot easier, especially when you're paying for that moving space in that truck. You save as much as you can.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. So all I have to do is to finish emptying out the closet, and it's almost empty now. I just have to take out the clothes that I thought I might wear between now and then, and, you know, all the coats and stuff like that. But that's all got to be packed up. And then I got to move all the storage out from under the bed, because I use that for storage. Move that out, go through it, reorganize it, clean it out, throw stuff away, all that kind of stuff. Then I'll be done with the bedroom. It'll be all done. And I can move on to the bathroom, which is a whole other project in itself. Yeah, that's going to be mostly a sorting project. There's a lot of stuff I can throw away. So I figure if I haven't used it in a year, it needs to go away. And for sure, if I haven't used it in 7 years, it needs to go away.
It's amazing what we collect, isn't it?
Oh, my word. Let me put it this way. I am learning how to throw things away.
Yes.
It's something new and novel to me. I take after my grandmother. And, yeah, I'm learning how to throw things away because I just don't have the room to move them. So anyway, that's what I'm up to, guys. That's what I'm up to. So hey, how have you been doing, Sue?
Well, I tell you what, today I have not felt well. I have been dragging. My energy level has just, I don't know if it's allergies, I don't know what it is, but I am pushing myself. No,
it's
energy.
Weather.
You think it's the weather? It rained here yesterday and this morning.
Yeah, it's the weather, sweetie. It's the weather. It just drags you down like a weight.
Wow.
You know?
I mean, it's just like, wow, it's even, you know, hard to get around. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? But anyway, maybe it'll go away.
Well,
hopefully soon.
It will. It will. When the sunshine comes out, it's going to go away and you're going to be fine. Until then, crawl in bed and sleep. About it. You know,
well,
it works for me. I mean, you know, when I can.
Well,
anyway.
You know, today too, I have just let my phone ring and let my answering machine get the calls and
all right.
I'll just
You're allowed.
Return the calls tomorrow. I'll return them
you
tomorrow.
Know,
I just don't feel up to it today.
You're allowed to do that. There is no written law that says you have to answer that freaking phone every time it rings. Okay.
Oh, no. And
it's okay to leave it really is okay to leave it lie. You don't have to pick up your mail every day either. I figured out the world doesn't end if you don't do that.
No, I don't get my mail but about every 3 days now because I'm not doing
really?
That every day.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
So,
I pull mine about once every 2-3 weeks.
Oh, well, I can't wait that long. I can't do that.
I have let mail become unimportant in my life. I have other more important things to take care of. If it's really important, still wait. So, you know, it's just like pretend I wasn't home, guys. That easy. No problem.
Just whatever.
Hey, we started the show out. We started the show with the Elvis song, Don't, one of my favorites. I love that song. You know, just don't think that way, woman. Stop it.
Right.
So now I have something that John sent me that it just makes me smile. It's so much fun. It just makes me smile. It's, you know, the Bee Gees song, To Love Somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It's that song. But it's done reggae.
Oh.
Have fun.
Oh,
okay. It's a lie, a certain kind of lie that's never shown on me. I want my life to be a little
Now, were y'all up off your chairs with your reggae boots on, just doing your thing? Well, I guess they'd be sandals, wouldn't they? Or barefoot. Barefoot's even better.
I was moving my feet around, yeah.
Good. You're doing your reggae thing. I mean, you know, with the, you know, you kind of just let your body move to the reggae. Yeah, I like that. I think, no offense to the Bee Gees or anything like that. Please excuse me, John, for saying this, but I like this best. I think this is cool. I like it.
Brilliant.
You know,
love it.
What I'm going to do now is another Elvis song, because I promised you guys in both places, I promised it in the program write-up and I promised it in the promotional blurb, that I was going to do Elvis every other song on the show. So I am going to try to keep my memory clicked in and doing that. Sometimes that's easier said than done, girls. So today I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that from 1955, Trying to Get to You.
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling in days, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where he said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. Well, there were many miles between us, but kept traveling night and day, I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it all, I would travel night and day, I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, nothing that could hold me or could keep away from you. My way was dark at night, he would shine as bright as light, when I was trying to get to you.
Yeah. See, I had to do it. I had to do it. It was just begging. Right in. I'm almost getting to where I want to play the songs that don't have hard, fast endings so that I can end them. It's becoming an obsession. I need to end the song. You know, things like that. Well, you know. I'm going to play Victoria's Request. And I sat here going, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I have so many good songs today. But I'm going to play Victoria's Quest. Oh, never mind. I'm just going to play it. Victoria asked for it. Billy Joel. Uptown Girl.
Oh, that's
me. Yeah.
Uptown Girl, I bet she never had a back street
Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear the motorcycle? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Dang, I need a ride.
Good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. It always was. It hasn't gotten any worse with time.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, and I just, you know, I got up this morning, I brushed my teeth, washed my tongue, can't do a thing with it. There's got to be something I could do with it, but we won't go there. Okay, time for another Elvis song.
Jeez, I love
you guys. I never have to totally explain myself with you guys. This is great. We're going to do a song that we don't hear very often, and that's what this is all about. Sylvia.
These long, lonely evenings, here I am on the phone, wondering when she will call. She said she would write me, 'cause she knows I'm alone. But I hear nothing at all. She go away. The tears on my pillow, they're not hard to explain. There's nothing else I can say.
Now, John sent me a cover, a cover of an Elvis song. I had to stop and think how to word that, by Ricky Aaron. And he was dressed in the jumpsuit bit and everything, so I'm assuming that he's an ETA. And he's doing one of my favorite songs. This is our dance.
We had a real good evening.
was Ricky Aaron, and he really did a good job on that. Now, guys, you all need to know that y'all need to have this song in your collection somewhere.
Yeah.
Because there is always that special someone that you want to wrap your arms around and just shuffle slowly around the floor pretending to dance. This is a good song for that. You can pretend a lot to this song.
Not a romantic song.
You know, when you're really kind of dancing that wrap your arms around and shuffle kind of dance, you know, we all know you're not really dancing, you know. We all know you're just kind of filling up your arms with something soft that smells good and having a nice time. And that's okay. That's all right. It's supposed to be that way, guys. It's supposed to be that way. That's what all those nice, soft, slow love songs are for. Remember that. And if you don't know how to wrap your arms around somebody and shuffle, then get out your big teddy bear and practice. There you go.
I mean, I don't have to get my teddy bears. Ooh, wouldn't I?
Well, go get one. You can hug it till the stuffing falls out, and then you poke that stuffing back in there and patch it up. There you go. Get your needle and thread out. You got to practice that, too. There you go.
Oh, God.
You never know whose stuffings are going to start falling out. Yours or... Check for tears before you start. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Elvis, I don't know how many times you guys have heard this song. I've only heard it a couple times, and it's because I played it. So here's one. Love Me, Love the Life I Lead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, this is one we wrote. I am not a wise man, neither I am fool. I am what I am, the way God made me. With a good Lord. Uh-huh. You're right, kid. I've been thinking about that jazz. Oh. You talking about on the intro?
No, another intro, not the first. They come in after
you. Though I need you more than you may ever understand. Ha da 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 da. No. Okay. I am not a wise man, neither am I a fool. I am what I am, the way God made me. I gotta do that. I need you more than you may ever understand. Okay. Change me.
money in my pocket never seems to last too long. Gamble on the wind, drown my sorrow. Oh, God knows I can't pretend it's better on my own. I can't promise you a new tomorrow.
Something you need to remember, because that's a good bit of advice right there. Love someone for who they really are, not for who you think you can make them or who you think they should be. Love them for who they are. If you can't love them for who they really are, then you don't love them.
Exactly.
It's really that simple. Yes, it's that simple. Never try to change someone into something else. Love them just the way they are. With all their little bits and pieces, there's going to be some things you don't like. There's going to be some things you absolutely, positively can't live without. And there's going to be some bits where you go, oh, okay, whatever. But love all of it, because that all together makes up that person. And everybody deserves to be loved for who they are. You got to remember that. Not for what they do. Not for what they have, not for what they can give you, but for who they themselves are. That's important. That's really important. I'm going to have a Bob Seger song, just because, if I can remember the name of it. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Oh, Jennifer, my word, girl, what is your... Never mind, we're not going to explore what my problem is. Okay, here it is. Traveling Man.
Up with the sun, gone with the wind. She always said I was lazy. Leaving my home, leaving my friends. Running when things get too crazy. Out to the road, out beneath the stars. Feeling the breeze, passing the cars. Women have come, women have gone. Everyone trying to cage me. Some were so sweet, I barely got free. Others, they only enraged me. Sometimes at night, I see their faces. I feel the traces they've left on my soul. Those
are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. Those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul.
Huh. I like that. Bob Seger's good. Bob Seger's good. And I'm going to say it out loud. That was for him because I know he really likes Bob Seger. Second, of course, to Elvis. So, hey, if you're listening, there you go, sugar. Okay, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. 4 million songs and only 753 songs to choose from. Okay, well, 3,000 if you want to count everything. We won't count everything. I'm too tired to count that high. We just can't do that. All right, let's see. I'm still going Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, girls. What should I play? What? No, I'm not playing Steamroller Blues. Not today. Yeah, I know. Why? Okay, how about Say You Will Stay? Will that work?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank
you very much. Wow. Tom Jones song.
Things just ain't been right. Cause when
we both did it so well planned. But now you've told the truth, and I know where I stand. Though it hurts deep inside, give me time, I get by. So say, you stay until tomorrow. Until tomorrow, I need you. Though I know it's over and we're through, say you'll stay until tomorrow, I need you.
I've got a real nice one from Neil McCoy. It's called That's All.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter's night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and the love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. Told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and the love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
That he can sing, and he's been at it a long time, and he did it the old-fashioned way, back when you had to pound pavement and take your songs to the radio stations and get them to play it in order for it to make anything. And he did that for quite a while before his songs actually started doing something. And then the record company was take one last chance on one last album, and it was a hit, and he's been doing it ever since. And that was a long time ago. I mean, you know, the dude used to be a tall drink of water, slender. He wears big buckle belt, of course. I mean, all cowboys do, right? And he tucked in his long sleeve shirt, and he wore those slim jeans and cowboy boots and the white cowboy hat. He had his hair really long, and I mean, you know, he was it. He was cool. He was cool. And he got older. He don't worry about tucking in his shirt no more. He's still pretty lean. You know, he didn't get fat or nothing. He's still pretty lean. And he wears his cowboy hat part of the time, and then he puts his old trucker hat on. And he still has his cowboy boots on. His jeans aren't tied anymore. he kind of relaxed into it. You know what I mean? He kind of relaxed into it. He looks real good though. He's pretty good eye candy, but he's not having hair anymore. I think he's still got hair, but he always has it under hat. So who knows? You know? But yeah, he did it the hard way. He made it, and he's enjoying it still. He's still having a good time with it. And that's really so important. You know, do what you love. Have a good time with what you're doing. If you don't love it and you're not having a good time, then for heaven's sake, quit doing it. Hmm. I mean, it's like going to the doctor and saying, that's when I do this. And the doctor says, then don't do that. You know, I mean, it's real simple. Don't do what hurts. So he still loves it, though. So that's real good. That's real, real good. I absolutely love that. So let's see. Yes, this is a good one. But let's do this one first. Oh, indecision is my lot in life. Well, no, not so much in life, but in this. Okay, Elvis, and whoever's slurping a straw, knock it off. To put it kindly, I can hear you. Thought I should let you know. I mean, you know, it's okay. But yeah, I can. The only thing is when I figure out who it is, I'll mute you, and that's all. You know, you don't get. There's no fines attached or anything. Don't sweat it. Okay, a boy like you, a girl like no, a boy, a. Yeah, if I was singing the song, it would be a boy like you, a girl like you. That's what it would have to be if I was singing it. But since Elvis is singing it, it's a boy like me, a girl like you. So let's go with that title. He's singing the song, I'm not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Must believe wishes come true. I just look at you as I touch your hand, and this ordinary
'cause I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy like me meets a girl like you. There are many I have met before, but I passed them by, because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy
like that song. That's sweet.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Yes. I think it's in a Namby Pamby movie, but I like the song.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, I have one that John sent now, and it's fun. Well, there's a couple of fun ones, but this one is, I've never heard of this guy. I'd never heard this song. It's a new release, of course. B.A. Robertson. I have no idea who the dude is, but his name is B.A. Robertson, and the song is Bang Bang, and it's not Cher.
Oh.
So it's...
The straitjacket of true love's fine. Bang, bang. If you're Houdini in your spare time, bang, bang. Lord Nell and Lady Hamilton, they fought for love. When he come home from the war, he give a what for love. The mighty fall when love has called. Vampire friend, desire to lust. They fall on necks, then fall in love. Pang, pang. The Marquis de Sade was happy with a stroke of love. Sherlock Holmes alone preferred a little chunk of love. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang, when love is called. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Tony and Cleo struck out for the Frio down Egypt's way. But Caesar had squeezed her in Rome with his quilt for a day. Now Anthony got really angry. But old Caesar's hanky panky. She told him she would use them, and boy did she abuse them. But all in love and flew them away. Bang, bang, when love is gone. Bang, bang, the mighty fall. Bang, bang. Na, 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 na. And Sam and Delilah, they both wish you'd file under fool. As when the temples start to crumble, for his comb did fumble. Life was in a ruin. She loved Johnny Bruin. Fall in love and blew him away. Bang, bang, the mighty
that was pretty cool, actually. That's neat. Time for another Elvis song. Think you guys can stand it?
Yes. Certainly.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so. We don't want it to get to be too much for you, you know. We don't want you to be overpowered and swoon on the floor. Bang your head. Oh, that's a nice song, yeah. The Cars, Bang Your Head. Never mind. Or there's another one. Let's see. Never. No, don't go there. We don't need to go there. No. Quiet Riot, yeah. Huh. Oh, there's dredging it up. How about let's just, Elvis, if you talk in your sleep. That's better.
Okay.
Yeah. That's better.
If you talk in your sleep, don't drag around. Okay. I know you're... What key we in, do they? Hmm? What's the intro to this song? No, I keep, you know, it's doing me in vocally. You got a knife, scissors, bullet, anything. Okay.
You remember intro?
Someone else is waiting in the old you. He should ever wake up. Be sure you stole his straight love. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Meeting every night here in the shadows, so afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came.
Yeah. Love is so much sweeter when it's borrowed, and I feel a little easier tomorrow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name, too.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came, too.
Where you came now.
Don't mention my name.
Mention my name now.
Don't mention my name, yeah.
Don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
Forget where you came now.
Don't mention my name.
Is it my name now?
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
It's a hard sound. Yeah, how are we? If you found talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, Don't mention my name.
Yeah, we got to get a little bit of rehearsal in there, you know. If you have a song and a bit of rehearsal, perfect. Yes, yes. I had one in my mind to do, and it's like, God. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, my goodness, I work too much. I really, truly do. Let's go with Chuck Berry. Hey, oh, that's always good. Johnny B. Good.
Fuzzy down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens. That stood a long family made of earth and wood. Where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring and a bell. Oh, go, go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go.
Disappointing. Oh, well. Okay, I'm sure we can find something else. No, it's not like there aren't any Elvis songs in here. How about Mesa Blues? You think that'll make it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just got your letter, babe. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you gone, I got a mess of blues. I ain't slept a wink since Sunday. I can't
Good.
We're back to the third one.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, help me. You're the only one that can. Anyway, I love that. I just, you know, you just can't help but move that song. That's so good. Oh, man. How about some Patsy Cline, guys?
Do you think we could
do some Patsy Cline?
Yeah,
I think so. Patsy Cline would fit. How about Walking at Midnight? I go walking. Yeah, you betcha.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight. Like we used to do, I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight. I go out walking
I like that. You guys hear me singing? I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
you.
I love that.
Hey, hello, caller. Who do I got?
Hi. Heard you guys. You guys are sounding really great there.
Yeah. See, did you join the chorus?
Oh, yeah. You mean singing After Midnight? That's me.
Yeah.
After Midnight Girl.
Yeah. Hey, you got to. You got to. I'm trying to place the voice. I'm trying to place the voice, but I'm having trouble. Oh, that's why. That's a good reason.
Yeah, I never have. I never have. My name is Charlotte, and I'm from Alabama.
Hey, cool.
Hi,
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, you guys. Hi, you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all having way too much fun over there. I can see that right now.
Oh, yeah, we always do. We always do. Well, we're glad you could join us for some fun, you know, however long you can stay.
You.
That's wonderful. Welcome. We're just happy, fun family.
Well, I've been listening a little bit, and I just think it's a lot of fun what you do. It just really is fun. And this is especially good here because we can call you in and get all these fun Elvis tunes and the ones we love, you know, and that's so nice because some of them I haven't heard in a while. And
that's the whole point of it. Yeah, with the seldom heard shows, I try to get most of them to be ones that we don't hear very often. So
you do good with that. You're certainly excellent at what you do there. I tell you, you really are.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. My favorite Elvis tune is And I Love You So. So if you get a chance, of course, you probably have a agenda already, don't you?
I can't pull things into the show during the middle of the show if it's not already in the studio. That's not how this particular platform works, but I can sure put it on for a request. That's not a problem.
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice. If you can, I don't mean to mess anything up.
No, that's not messing anything up. If it's an Elvis song, I'll fit it in somewhere. It's not going to be this show, of course. I'll try and get it in the next show if I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to play it at some point, honey. I just can't promise exactly when. So,
That is so sweet of you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's
Where
one of my favorites, too. So,
In fact, I have a beautiful love song. Oh, my goodness. It moves you from one level to the next, you know. But I suppose all of your songs do that. They touch you. I did record it.
What was it, guys? About 3 weeks ago, I recorded it and played it on air.
Yeah, I think so, Jenny.
But yeah, it's one of my favorites. I would much rather hear Elvis sing it, but, you know, it was fun to do. So, yeah, I got no problem playing that for you, honey. I got no problem playing that for you.
Where are you? Do you mind if I ask where you're located? Are you located in Nashville or?
No, for right now, I'm in Wickenburg, Arizona, just north of Phoenix.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah. That's for right now.
Bet they're having nice weather there, huh?
No, not today.
No.
In the high 50s, low 60s. Yeah, it's low 60s. The wind is blowing. It's cloudy. It sprinkles rain every now and again. No, it's not beautiful here today.
Well, fully on that. Oh, I have friends that live Arizona. They love it over there. Oh, they say they never get sick, you know. We don't have allergies when in Arizona. If you have allergies, you need to move here. I think, oh my goodness.
Oh, there are a lot of people that do have there are a lot of people that do have allergies here, but they're to different things. I mean, you know, so if they move somewhere else, maybe it won't bother them. But I'm only here temporarily. I'm glad they love it here. That's wonderful. Then they should stay here. I've been here 25 years. I do not love it here. I am leaving. So very shortly, I hope to be relocating to Georgia.
you've got Georgia on your mind.
I got Georgia on my mind. Yeah.
There we go.
Well, listen, welcome to the South. You're going to love it down here. You know, we'll treat you so many ways, you're bound to like one of them, you know?
I love that. That's right up my alley. I'm going to adopt that saying. I love that. That sounds like something I would say.
Use it any time.
Thank you.
I live in a little town outside of Pensacola, Florida, right across the Alabama line. I live on Styx River, and we've had some really wild weather here. You know, of course, this time of year in Alabama, you know, we get storms and hurricanes, and oh my goodness, it'll really come get you.
Oh yeah.
Georgia is a beautiful, beautiful state. Oh my, you'll love Georgia.
That's what I'm hearing. My best friend lives in Georgia, and I have another friend here who has driven. He's a truck driver. He has driven through Georgia many times, and he absolutely loves it. And I says, "Well, you and Teresa are going to have to come and visit me then. It's right there. I got an extra room, so come over." That Southern hospitality. That's something I won't have any problem adopting.
No. All you have to do is you have to get you a really good banana pudding recipe and a bourbon pecan pie recipe, and you'll have all the neighbors you want. That's all you have to have.
Well, the bourbon pecan pie I'll have to forego because I don't like pecan pie and I hate bourbon.
Oh, no.
So sorry with that, but I'll learn how to make mint juleps. I'll learn how to make mint juleps, though I don't drink them. I'll learn how to make them. And the banana pudding I can go with all day, no problem.
Yeah, that's my kids. They were raised on banana pudding once a week, regardless. No matter how you're feeling, you got to have some banana pudding. It's a healing thing.
Oh, well, hey, that means it'll be at my house more often then.
That's right. Well, really and truly, the Southern cooks are great. They do great work on their cooking. A lot goes on in the kitchen in the South, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm from the farms up in Idaho, so we do the same thing. Yeah, my grandma every day cooked for the harvest crew and the planting crew, and just family at holidays, if nothing else. You know, while they weren't planting or harvesting, family was over. So, yeah, I'm very familiar with down home cooking, and. Yeah, it'll be nice to get back to it. Arizona ain't big on it, so, you know. Arizona doesn't fit me in so many ways.
Well, you know, you can end up in a place sometimes for a short while and for different reasons, you know. People do that in America. We just kind of travel around, you know. Well, I lived over here a while. I lived over there. That's kind of the way it is. You've been... Up in Idaho is a very beautiful, beautiful country. I went to college in Southern California, and a lot of the kids from Idaho had come down to the college there in Southern California, Costa Mesa, California.
Yep.
I remember they brought all those pictures, you know, and it snowed, and they're outdoorsy. They love to do all the snow things, you know, of course.
Yes,
in the South, I didn't know a lot about that.
Well, and in the industries up there are resorts, lake resorts, because they're everywhere, and lumber in North Idaho is lumber and a little bit of mining. You get into South Idaho, and it's like a different state. You know, they're doing ski resorts and stuff down there as well, because in the mountains, they've got so much frickin' snow you can't even believe. If you don't ski... You don't belong there. That's the whole thing. I don't ski, but hey, you know what? I still loved it anyway. But yeah, the last winter I was there, we had 20 feet of snow, and it was pretty impossible, but we managed it. You go out your front door and you carve steps up the snowbank so you can get over the top, and you carve steps down the other side so you can get out of the house.
Wow,
if you don't do that, you're in the house all winter if you don't do that.
Is that right? I can't even imagine being from the South. You know, that is just a mystery to me. But I do love it when it snows. I love to go to Colorado, and it's beautiful when it snows. But, boy, how do you really, after a while, it will really get to you. It's a way of life, isn't it?
It doesn't ever get to me. It was okay. I didn't mind it at all.
I bet. That's your home, you know. If your grandmother's there, it's a great reason to love it, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, she lived a little farther south. I lived 20 miles from the Canadian border. And so that's where there was so much snow. It was in a 26-mile long lake in a ring of mountains. And it just caught all the snow. That's why we had all that. But a little farther south, there wasn't near so much snow. Like, you get just an hour south, and you might get a foot or two at any given time, and that's it. You know, and then it melts down or gets washed down with the rain or something. You get a little farther south, and you're in the wheat country. And it doesn't snow a whole lot there at all. So Idaho is a little bit of everything. You get even farther south than that, and you hit in the potato growing part of the land with the soybeans and all that stuff, and not very much snow at all. So, you know, maybe a foot that stays on the ground, and that's about it. But yeah, you got everything in Idaho. And I will miss it, but I can't afford to go back there to live. So, you know, a friend suggested Georgia, and I said, sure, why not? I'm open.
Way to go, girl. You know, a little excitement. We all love to have a little excitement and different, meet new people and learn new things. And
Georgia, it's going to be great.
You're going to love it. And I wish you all the very best.
Oh, thank you
when
so much.
When are you going to Georgia?
As soon as they tell me, yes, my house passes inspection. And as soon as that happens, then it's going to be get to closing, sign the papers, and pack up and leave.
Oh, how fun.
So
well,
hopefully within the next, hopefully within the next 3 or 4 months.
A new home, a new state, a new adventure. You're ready. You're going to have a wonderful time. I know. I can tell. You're all excited about it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, nice talking to you. I don't mean to take your whole show.
first time caller. We like to get to know you a little bit and all that. So welcome to the Elvis family, and drop back in any time.
Well,
the door's always open.
I'll be back and see what's going on with you. I'm interested to know about this house business. I'm a real estate agent.
We're
selling a lot. You can't imagine the houses we're selling right now in Florida. My license is in Florida. It's just right across the line here. And I tell you, they're coming in here by the droves from New York. And
that's why I'm not, honey. That's exactly why I'm not coming there.
You don't want a crowd. Well,
No.
The people, you know, you get two contracts on every house.
Yeah, if I get this house, I'm moving to a town that has, if I remember correctly, 2,300 people in it. So... suits me just fine. I drive 20 minutes to a Walmart to another town. I can do that. Go the other direction, 39 miles, stay at Home Depot. I can do that. Hey, you know, small town is my thing.
Well, isn't that great? Now, that's so nice that you found out. You just are moving there because a friend told you about it. Is that how it happened? Just a friend told you?
Well,
we've been
friends for, you know, the three of us have been friends for quite some time, and I was looking in Michigan, you know. My friend told me, hey, Michigan, try for Saginaw. It was nice. I lived in Kalamazoo for a while, so that was good. And I said, well, okay, I'll go for Michigan. So almost bought a couple houses in Michigan, but they didn't pass the inspection. So then I thought, oh, this is getting old. Now what? And then my friend comes up and says, hey, why not Georgia? Try Georgia. So, you know, my best friend lives there. I thought, why not? I'll try Georgia. I can do that. The whole world, the whole U.S. was my oyster. But like, so we kind of narrowed down to clams. But, you know.
tell you, girl, you live an exciting life. I can tell that. But if you don't like big crowds, sure.
No, I don't. Like that small, I don't care for big crowds. I just said, keep me away from Atlanta. Keep me away from Savannah, except just to visit, and I'll be fine. Just keep me out of the big towns,
Houston,
and I can make
Houston,
it.
Texas, you don't want to go to Dallas and Houston either. They are huge. Woo, big.
I know.
Big.
My ex-brother-in-law lives outside Dallas. Yes, lives outside Dallas. I've been to Houston for coin show before. So, no, not even possible. That's not on my radar.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, those Texans are something else now. They are the most fun people. They are really, they're good time Charlie for sure.
My brother-in-law has lived in Texas. My brother-in-law has lived in Texas. Well, my ex-brother-in-law has lived in Texas for many, many, many years, and he fits right in. He tried going back home to Spokane. It didn't work out very well, so he's back in Texas again.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with Texas. That's what they say.
Oh, no problem. I ain't going there. I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, God.
Well, I can see it's a fun time.
I'm sorry,
time
Sue. I'm sorry, Sue. It's just Texas is not my thing, honey. I'm sorry.
I understand. Don't worry about that.
I'll
let you love
my
it.
My daddy's from Texas. My daddy's from the hill country in Texas where the blue bonnets grow, boy. Cameron, Texas. One of seven, seven brothers and one sister.
That is
a sight
to see.
It is a hoot. It's so
much
fun up there, honestly.
Oh, in the springtime to see all those blue bonnets in bloom just mile after mile after mile.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Just take all those pictures. People are all parked on the sides of the roads and on the sides of the highways taking pictures, you know. And it's just lovely the way people are there. They love their home, you know. So nice.
They do.
I really like going to Texas.
As they should.
But Houston,
if they're going to live there.
Well, you can't
they
live
should
in Houston.
Love it.
It's just too big. You can't move. You can't even move to Austin, Texas. You can't get a house downtown. I mean, they're so expensive. You have to move way on out around the area, you know, which my cousin does.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
You're going to have to twist my arm to move out to the country into the outskirts? I don't think so.
Tell me something. When are they going to call you about your house if it was accepted? When would you know?
The inspection isn't until Wednesday, so I should know probably by Thursday afternoon.
Oh, man. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, that's the first hurdle. That's the first hurdle. Then it has to be appraised. It has to reach this price on the appraisal. So then I'll know for sure if I've got my house.
Well, appraisals, you know, you can... You can have two or three appraisers, and you'll get three different prices. So those real estate agents
exactly.
Know what to do for that.
That's all right. I'll just tell the real estate agent to make the appraiser some cookies, and it'll work fine.
That's when the banana pudding comes in, right there.
We got this worked out. No problem. You know it.
That's right.
Hey, guys, let's get back to some Elvis music, eh?
Okay. If you need me, you just call me on that banana pudding. I'll send it to you.
Hey, sweetie, you got it. You got it.
Okay. Nice talking to y'all. Bless y'all. Lord
okay.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Talk to you
bye-bye.
Again. Come back again, okay?
I will. I sure will. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Elvis time. I'm going to have to play two Elvis songs together. She's a hoot. I like her. She's cool.
Yeah, she's
I know. Oh, hey. Guess who we've got here now? Hi.
What?
Jenny, I'm a calling angel.
Not Shula.
Here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Shula.
Hey. You got away
hi,
to come see. Good deal.
Well,
you've been
I
busy.
Had to make it on time, but, you know, my schedule was kind of booked, and then bad weather came through, and I was like, well, I'll just call in then. Goodness.
There you go. See, there's a reason for everything, right?
Yeah. Yes, girl.
You got it. Well, we just had
Who's
a
on there? I have you and Ann.
Yeah, Jan is here.
Mm-hmm. Jan?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody.
We had Charlotte call in. She just left. Charlotte from Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, ladies.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
So awesome, oh. Awesome, awesome. And we just did, what, 10, 15 minutes talking to Charlotte? So we want to play some Elvis songs, honey. Is that okay with you?
Go ahead. That's what I'm here for, you know, to make y'all laugh and to listen to that hunky, hunky, burning love. So let's go.
Yeah, I don't have that in the studio, though. I already told them I wasn't going to play Steamroller Blues, but I might have to revamp that.
You might just have to.
I might have to. Yeah, okay. But for right now, let's play Love Me Tonight, because I like it.
It's a good song.
Long leader.
May this tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own when 100 years have flown. But if it can't be, give this moment to me while our dream is bright. Put your sweet arms around me and love me tonight. Love me tonight. Let me feel your lips on mine. Confess to you, if I knew that our love would be gone with the stars in the dawn's gray light, I'd still hold you close and whisper, love me
everybody. You feel better now? Feel a little oxygen moving in your blood? You kind of lose that, don't you?
Sounds like you do, Jessie.
I think Miss Susan probably needs to draw herself a cold shower, because I know her. Even though she ain't on, I know what she's doing. She's like,
well, you know, she's going to need that, because I'm going to play Steamroller Blues. I need to play Steamroller Blues. I need to do that.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. Baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul. Thank you.
churning urn of burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn of burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a heavy hog, steamy John. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, one of my
favorites. Yeah, we needed that. Yeah, oh, yeah, we needed
ladies,
that.
Ladies, don't y'all have no heart attack or nothing, you know. There will be more songs.
Susan's in the shower trying to cool off right now.
Yes, she is.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys something. I'm sorry I'm late in doing so. If you give me 1 minute, Miss Jenny, and then I'll
sure.
shut my big mouth. Friday is the show of epic proportions. This is the show we've all been waiting for. Friday on The Truth About Elvis, we are doing Elvis is Alive, the Howard Hughes Connection, and other facts. So please tune in at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll have a good old time, and make sure y'all want to call in too. It'll be a fun, informative show as always.
Can't wait.
Yeah. That sounds really cool. I was very excited when I heard that that's what was going to go on this Friday.
I know.
Because
it's never
I've always
been
wanted to know more about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to get that information all to you guys.
Awesome. Awesome. That's just not something you hear enough of. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
So that will be
fantastic. You only hear about it every once in a while. And we have the guy himself telling us the connection. So it's going to be very good.
Very interesting, yeah.
That's the best way to do it. So you
sounds
got it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have
so basically,
to,
we're
have
Elvis,
to
Elvis, 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 Elvis. We're going to Elvis wear y'all Elvis out, okay? Elvis. Is there any more
I don't think we could. I don't think we could wear out that Elvis bone. I don't think that would wear out.
Probably not. No? Nope.
No.
Don't think
so. No. It's made out of Kevlar. I have no idea where that came from. It just kind of fell out of my mouth, and there it is.
Yeah? It was a good save, girl.
So true, so true. So, you know, I've got one song. This isn't Elvis, but I played two Elvis songs together. And then this way I can finish with an Elvis song. Right now I'm going to play Bobby Vinton singing I Love How You Love Me.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away
I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way your touch is always heavenly. But darling, I love how you love me.
Wonderful Valentine's song. So you guys need to all keep that in mind. It's Bobby Vinton. Because if you look for something special for Valentine's, that's a good one to do. That's a good one to do. Anyway, guess what? We're down to 7 minutes. So I want to say thank you to everybody that joined me today. It was a fantastic day. This was really, really fun. We had all kinds of people in the chat room, and we sent Susan to the showers, and we had a new caller.
That's every show. That's every show. Come on.
Well,
everyone.
That's true, but it's more of a sure thing when I play Steamroller. I mean, you can count on it. You could make money on that one.
No, she's foaming at the mouth like rapid.
Oh, okay. So if she washes off the foam, nobody will know. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yes, Shauna joined me. Yay. She got away from her chores.
It's late than never, yes. You know I try to support the honey.
Oh, I know, honey. I know. And I know how it goes. It's like how many times I have to be sleeping because I have to stay up all night at work so I can't make shows. And then comes Friday, I can make the show, and I fall asleep because I'm so used to sleeping at that time of night.
It's okay. You know, there's a few women I know I have put to sleep before, and I don't mind at all.
Well, no, I'm usually asleep. You don't do it because I'm usually asleep before your show starts, so that's not how it works. You didn't put me to sleep. So, see, you're off the hook for that one, girl. You're off the hook for that one. Yeah. So, but Ann has been here the whole show, and Jan has been here the whole show. She didn't jump back to the UK at all today. That was phenomenal. Whoa.
No, I've been on the ball.
Yay.
Oh,
and Sue was here for almost the whole show. She came in just...
Oh, and our Australian fans, too, because we do have a few of those, believe it or not. We do.
Yes, we do. Shane sent me a short little message about the link that I sent to him today, and he thought it was very cool. It had a really, It had a cool Elvis opening picture, one that you don't see very often. So I thought with seldom heard music, we'll get a seldom seen picture. It worked out really well. So,
oh, yeah, you know, Elvis looks good in black leather, even that black leather jacket he got on and the one that you sent me. It was like,
Oh, yeah. And then with that
black
print
shirt. Black
leather
the same again since 68, so it don't matter what kind of black leather.
That print shirt just kind of sets it off perfect. That adds class.
Yeah.
So, and Susan came in not too long after the beginning of the show, and she's been here that whole time. That was really cool. So thank you, Susan, for Sue. For, you guys, I swear to God, it's like, okay, Sue, I have a question for you. Because I do this automatically, and I have to apologize to you because there have been many times I've called you, Susan. Automatically, I switch nicknames and stretch them out to proper names. I've always done it. I don't know why. It really bugs some people. Is your name actually Susan or is it actually Sue?
It's Sue.
Okay. That will help me not to call you Susan.
Sorry, I got lost.
That will help me not call her Susan. So knowing that that's not her name, that will help a whole lot. And I apologize for the time that I have slipped and called you Susan.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Your proper name? You go by Jennifer.
A lot of people have called me. I worked in Post Falls one time, and everybody called me Jennifer there. I have no idea where they picked it up or why they started. But I was always Jennifer. Nowadays, a lot of people call me Jen. And I was never called
There's
Jen before. There's
two people that call me Shawana. You know.
I know. And I keep looking at going,
if I go to a new doctor, they'll do it. Shawana Fleming, Shawana.
it's not spelled that way. They stick an extra A in there. It's not spelled that way. But anyway, thank you, Sue, for coming in and staying here for the whole thing. I really appreciate it when
Certainly.
You guys do that. That's
Enjoyed
great.
It.
And I thank Charlotte for calling in. She was our new caller from Louisiana. And that was really kind of awesome to see a phone number I didn't recognize. And that was cool.
It always
that
is,
was really
girl.
Cool. And I hope she calls back. And thank you, Shauna, for taking
like a very
time
delightful
from,
person.
She really does. That's, well, she's in real estate, so she's got the gab gift.
But no problem. No problem. Plus, you know, I had to plug in the show for tomorrow because you guys can't miss it. It's going to be good.
Yes. You had to plug that in because I didn't really have all that information. So, yes. Thank you for coming in and doing that. Now everybody knows about that. That's great. So, hey, fantastic. Thank you, guys. Friday, Shauna's show. We're going to hear about Howard Hughes and Elvis and the connection. And all kinds of good stuff. So come on in and do it. And I'm going to play Elvis, I'm Yours. And I'll see y'all Friday night on Shauna's show, and I'll see you Saturday.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all it can give. For just as long as I live. I'm yours. No one's but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you. I'm yours. And as the years roll along, your joy, your tears, I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take. Now and forever, sweetheart,
And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there. With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I